We're gonna go ahead and continue with our media availabilities. Just want to get the TV down. Okay. We're now joined by three of our NASCAR Xfinity Series Round of 8 playoff contenders: Matt Tift in the number 19 Surface Sunscreen Fanatics Toyota, Cole Custer driving the 00 Haas Automation Ford, and Daniel Hemric in the number 21 Smoky Mountain Snuff Chevrolet. Currently, you guys are ranked 5th, 6th, and 7th, respectively, in the playoff point standings, and each of you are vying for a spot in the championship four. What's your approach to this weekend? Matt, we'll start with you.
Well, I mean, I think the biggest thing is, I'm sure these guys are probably going to say the same thing, is that we're playing from behind right now, so we don't have to play defense. So we're, you know, I'm in a spot where, you know, I'm one stage away from possibly being in that fourth position to transfer into the championship next week. So I thought last week we had a great week executing through the first half of the race. Fell back just a little bit more than we wanted to at the end of the race. So, you know, I'm looking at it as a, you know, my full mindset is to be in the final four next week, but you know, you can't think about it and freak yourself out too much. You got to go here and do your job, and hopefully the rest will just take care of itself. But first and foremost, we got to be running up front all weekend.
Daniel, how about you?
Yeah, for us, our mindset coming in is do what we did a good job of up until the last 2 weeks, and that's make sure we have solid stages, have solid race finishes, and we just haven't done a great job, some on my part, some on the team's part, of doing what we needed to do the last 2 weeks to make sure we weren't in the position we're in. But you can't hide from it. You can't run from it. We're here. We got to face it. You know, our mindset's to know that we got to go out, maximize our day, unload with speed, carry that speed through practice, qualify well, and give ourselves a shot to win the race tomorrow afternoon. So everybody says that it can be a lot of pressure on you to have to come from behind like that, but that's not the case at all. It's opportunity. Here earlier this year, we had to start in the back. Ran up to the top 10, ran 7th. So I know we have good race cars here, and I look forward to the opportunity and the challenge.
Yeah, I mean, I think for us, it's just focusing and executing at your full potential this week. I think if we do that and we really find, you know, execute our full potential, I think there's no reason why we can't win a race or try and point our way in either with some good stages and stuff like that. So I'm looking forward to it. I think we've had a lot of speed the last few weeks, and we've our short track stuff has been getting better and better, and we showed some speed at Richmond. So I think there's no reason why we can't have a good weekend this weekend.
All right, we'll go ahead and open it up for questions. Over here, Wolfgang.
One question for all of you three. I mean, obviously the Xfinity cars are totally different than the Cup cars. Nevertheless, is there any engineering help from your colleagues over in the Cup garage setting up the cars or anything else?
I think, you know, with that question, I think all three of us know that we're surrounded by organizations that have a lot of depth, both the Cup side and the Xfinity side, and successful depth at that. So, you know, we try to use as much of that help as we can take. But you're right, the cars are so much different. The dynamics of how the race cars are leaving pit road versus on the racetrack, all that stuff's so much different, as much as the aero package. So there's little things. You know, I think something that has helped some of that trend is, you know, for instance, the truck, the Xfinity, and the Cup Series are all on the same tire. In the past, we've had that variance in tire, so that was one thing you really couldn't use. But we have that to our use this weekend. We have most of the year, so it's knowing what we can use, what we can't, and make sure that we use those tools to the best of our advantage to give us all the advantage we can have.
Any other questions, Chris?
Chris Knight, Hitchens.com. How chaotic do you think the race could be tomorrow with stage points on the line and whatnot? Do you guys feel like that it could be an aggressive race tomorrow?
Well, I think the big thing you have at Phoenix is obviously the short shoot and everything going on the backstretch. So that's always a wild card factor. And especially with so many guys, you know, nobody's locked in right now. So I think there's going to be some intense moments getting down into turn three. This place, you know, once you get in a rhythm, this place kind of equals out to where it's not too crazy. But the biggest thing for sure is the restarts and just making sure you're in a good spot, because you certainly can go forward in a hurry or you can go backwards in a hurry. So you just have to be smart about it, because it will get very aggressive and very dicey going down the backstretch here tomorrow.
Is it working? Oh, there it goes. It's funny to me that you brought that up, because you know, all of us go back and watch all the races from earlier this year, and this being the fourth race on the schedule, there were times in that race where it got chaotic. Like I said, it was race four. So now to know exactly how we all can go about the system and play it to our advantage with the stages, and knowing that we have to, there's no way around it. We got to all have good stages in order to give ourselves and our teams an opportunity to race next week at Homestead for a championship. So going back and watching that and just seeing just how out of control it was, and knowing that how much better I feel like we've all grown to be throughout the year and know how to use those situations to our advantage, it's going to be interesting for sure. And those aggressive moments, if you get a caution with 10, 15 laps to go in the stage, I promise you the fans are going to be in for a good show because, like I said, just looking back at how nuts it was, it's going to be twice that.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely, I think, going to be chaotic. I mean, you look at races in the past and stuff, and really you're never out of it, I feel like, in our situation. I mean, you're going to, if it comes down to a late race caution and somebody's going to take tires, you're going to put yourself in a situation where you can try and win a race or try and point yourself in, so it's always going to, strategy is going to be important at the end of the race, really, I think. So you're never going to be out of it. I think you're always going to be racing hard, so it's going to be a chaotic race for sure.
Reed?
Four spots available here. In the Cup Series, you've got one spot available, and basically Jimmy and Chase are in the situation where they have to win. But does the fact that you've got four spots open modify your approach to the race at all?
I think it definitely can in its own way. You got to, I don't want to say take the race on the fly, but that's kind of how you got to approach it first. It starts with, you know, we get on the racetrack here, how our speed will translate to kind of how that approach and how that plan will determine the rest of the way of our weekend. Depending on where you're at on that side of it, you know, it changes how aggressive you can be with your strategies and your tires and how many tires and all that stuff. So, but knowing that there's four spots and at any second, one flat tire, somebody spins, gets in the fence, anything that can happen, next thing you know, it can bring a little bit more light to somebody else's day and know that, oh gosh, okay, we got hope. And that hope brings intensity and brings aggression. So you just really got to play the race, and the time practice starts, that's when the race is starting. And we got to go with that and plan the strategy accordingly.